Mac, I'm a man. Everyone knows this.
Okay.
So the other day, I went out to buy some tools, as one does.
You went tool shopping.
I haven't bought tools in a decade. So
I was going to say, the only reason one would go tool shopping is because they don't have any tools in the first place.
I said to myself, my house needs some tools. I don't have any.
Not even you, but they need to be in the grounds. They got to be on the premises.
So I went to the Big Blue store.
You're a Lowe's guy over Home Depot?
Well, yeah. So I went there.
Yeah. Where's the nearest Lowe's to you?
I went to Woburn.
There's a fucking Home Depot down the street from you.
I don't want to talk about my connections to certain stores. So I went in there, you know, buying some screwdrivers, those L things.
What? What do you mean L things?
Should we start the episode over again? Why are you asking me so many questions?
First of all, Goo, listen, I'm not classically trained in any sort of carpentry, but I'm kind of handy. I can reverse engineer stuff, YouTube something, figure it out.
We can all YouTube stuff.
I've got like standard stuff. How have you lived in an apartment with your wife for this long and not had, like, standard tools?
I got some standard tools.
Besides a hammer and some nails, what do you have?
So
prior to
I
your
went
shopping?
And I got some screwdrivers, and I went to get a toolbox.
Sure.
And I opened the toolbox, and get this? I closed it on my finger.
Oh, God. Bloody nail type thing?
Almost. I said to myself, maybe I'm not cut out for this.
Well, I mean, toolboxes are fun. I have a bag because it's easier to carry around, mm-hmm. and I don't have anywhere to put a toolbox. Like, a toolbox is more for a car or a garage. You don't have either of those in your house.
Well, I have them in my studio now.
Oh, so you're keeping the tools in the studio, in the goodio.
See?
You're a real enigma. For someone who works around as much machines and computers as you do on a daily basis, you're so bad with them.
One, goo, three, yeah!
Mac and Goo!
Jaws 3!
Mac and Goo!
King of Queens!
Mac and Goo!
Meryl Streep!
Mac, Goo, and
Entertainment!
I'm Goo.
And I'm Mac!
And we are the Mac and Goo program. We bring you friendship.
And Goo, you gotta understand, too.
Yeah.
For my day job, we have a lot of tools, so I like using tools. A lot of times I don't necessarily know what the tool is purposed for, but I can figure it out, or I can use it for something. I like tools. I'm not trained in a lot of tools, but I like tools.
I think we all like tools.
There we go. Doing
I wouldn't mind if you glued your head to a table.
Goo.
Yeah.
Today we're doing the much anticipated maybe four years. Everyone's been waiting for this episode. Top 10 musical artists turned actors. You put musicians. I don't like that term because it makes me think of like a violinist.
Yeah.
You know, doesn't really make me think of a singer-songwriter sort of thing.
Oh, the title on YouTube is right, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's good enough. But I'm phrasing it as top 10 musical artists turned actors. And if none of you have attended this program before, been here for one of our seminars, the way we do this is we make two lists. Goo makes a list. Mac makes a list. We combine them, do a little bit of math, and come with a 1 to 10. I made a list of 15. Goo made a list of 15. I did the math today, so it's probably has a better chance of being right if Goo did it. Without further ado,
Goo Power Rankings. Here are Mac and Goo's Power Rankings.
Oh, that is right, Mac. And before we get into the list, a little background, a little caveat to this is it is musicians, so people that we feel were musicians first, not an actor first, and just a multi-talented person. By the way, these people are all very, very talented, all multi-talented. Hats off to all of them, really.
Yeah, that's and this is sort of, it's come along a bit more with the whole Disney engine in the last 30 years and all these artists cranked out by Disney and gone left, gone right, whatever they've done. It was a bit of a thing way back when, you know, you had Sinatra and those boys that
Elvis
that sang and were in movies, Elvis. But there's so many crossover talents these days. And I think musical theater and Broadway and that sort of thing is a good medium for all of that. It's just amazing that, like, it's so hard for me on an individual level to hone one skill.
Like me using tools.
Yeah, right. Right. These people, most of them have an innate ability to be a master at several skills.
So the main one that has been left off this list, because I think we agree to this, he began as an actor and then he really honed his talents and skills as a musician. And now he does both. And I think he's one of the best at both. That is Donald Glover.
Yeah. So again, we're doing musical artists turned actors.
Yes.
And so if we feel the person was an established actor prior to becoming the musician, musical artist, we left them off the list. Although there's going to be some conversations we need to have in here, Goo.
Bruce Willis, Jeremy Renner.
But more so than Gambino, of course, Drake doesn't count because he was Jimmy Degrassi. On Wheelchair Jimmy on Degrassi for quite a bit. Actually, Drake and Childish Gambino are very similar. They sort of started out not rapping as a joke, but sort of as a hobby. And then they ended up being like really, really fucking good at it. And so people were like, hey, you should do this.
You mentioned that. Another person that is kind of like that is Awkwafina.
Yeah, but hers a little different because she's a comedian baseline.
Yes.
And there's a lot of comedians that sort of make comical raps, I'll say. So I don't really consider her a musical artist, although she obviously has.
She's on
one.
A couple lists, though, so.
Yeah, she's got a rap song that has millions and millions of views on YouTube, so fuck me, I guess. And of course, Goo, I would be, you know, sad. Or no, that's not the word. I would be upset if I didn't mention.
Sad and upset are pretty similar, though, so.
We're doing this top 10 list in honor of Spice World turning 25 this week.
And you'll find out soon where they land on the list. Mac, so, top 10. Musical artist turn actors at number 10 is Mandy Moore.
Mandy Moore ended up on both lists, Goo. Not particularly high on either one, but she ended up on both lists. Goo, would you know her first name is Amanda?
Wow.
Amanda Moore. It's a real name.
Well, just like Amanda Beckett.
She first burst onto the scene in 99 with the single Candy. I'm missing you like candy. Baby, baby, come to me. Show me who you are.
Okay, maybe just like a little bit of the songs. We don't need all of the songs.
That was right at the height of the Teeny Bop era, of course. They kind of just tried to make her Britney, Christina, Jessica Simpson.
And she wasn't.
Thing.
She wasn't.
No. And she was 15 years old when that song came out, and she looked like she was 22.
That's
I had
a good
no
point.
Idea. I mean, we were 10 years old way back then. I had no idea she was 15.
Wow.
She ended up releasing 4 albums through the 2010s. She kind of fizzled out as a musical act, but that was okay because Goo, she became an actor and she gained notoriety in A Walk to Remember. Goo, do you like that movie? You remember that movie?
Not really, but I did really like her early on with Saved.
That might have been right after this. I think it was after A Walk to Remember.
Yes, actually. Like within a couple years of it.
And A Walk to Remember is based off a Nicholas Sparks novel, so that comes with that natural. Critics don't really like it, but it has the fans. It's a bit of a cult classic sort of thing. She also voiced Rapunzel in Tangled in 2010.
She's great in that. Yeah.
200 million. So that's a big feather in her cap there. But of course, Goose, she's really risen to another level in the last 6 or 7 years as the lead on This Is Us, Rebecca Pearson. She's earned multiple Golden Globe and Primetime Emmy nominations.
Yeah. She plays, you know, her regular age, and then they also age her up.
Which. The critics loves that shit. They don't really care about the makeup so much, but if someone can play old, they love it. They absolutely love that shit. I don't know why, but number 10, Amanda Moore. Goo, coming in at number 9.
Yeah.
Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
Madonna, slightly ahead of Amanda Moore. Goo, Madonna's real name? Madonna Louise Ciccone.
Are we playing the game Who Dat?
Used to be when you heard somebody say Who Dat, you automatically thought he was from maybe the Ninth Ward or the Irish Channel.
Ooh, Who Dat?
Who Dat? Who dat?
Which I got that flame. I looked up everyone's real name today, by the way. I was fascinated.
Guys, by the way, this is the most research Mac has done on an episode in years.
As a Paisan, would you pronounce that last name Ciccone or Ciccone?
Ciccone.
Okay. I think that's how you're supposed to say it.
Yeah.
We don't really need to talk about Madonna's musical accolades. They're fucking the best on planet Earth. Her first good acting role came as Breathless Mahoney Goo. In Dick Tracy.
Yeah.
I don't really care for Dick Tracy, to be honest with you.
The makeup and everything, a little crass.
Yeah.
You know, a little gross.
Come out
but,
1990.
She's really good in this, though.
Yeah, she's very good in this role.
A standout, if you will.
And then 2 years later, Goose, she's fucking great in A League of Her Own, of their own in 1992. So those are two, you know, she's sort of a bit player in both of those roles. And then ultimately she lands the role of Eva Perón in the film adaptation of Evita in 1996. And Goose, she wins fucking the Golden Globe for Best Actress in Evita.
And I would argue that from this point on, it's all downhill.
Yeah, not great.
Acting and musically, as a matter
Don't
of fact.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Is she here?
She had a couple good songs after that. Come on. And she kissed Britney and Christina on stage.
What was that song that she sang and Austin Powers was in the limousine with her?
Music?
Yeah, that's it.
The name of it? Yeah.
Music. No, maybe it was Austin Powers. No, no. Austin Powers was not in that music video. He was in the music video for American Pie.
Oh, God. You're digging too deep.
There was one music video where she was like putting her breasts and her buttock in his face.
I like that.
And then Austin Powers is like.
I should know that then. I know what you're talking about. I remember Austin Powers in a Madonna video, but yeah. I don't remember that specifically.
Guys, help me out.
Also, so at number 9 on the list, she won a Golden Globe for Best Actress. So she sort of had to be on the list despite her shortcomings.
Yeah, because after this, really, it got bad.
Yeah, it got bad. And she sort of stopped, though, as well. Of course, she married Guy Ritchie. She started producing some stuff, but she hasn't acted in a long time. She hasn't come out with music in a long time. She's just old. Simmons is old. What do you
Simmons is old. And I think she has come out with music. We just don't listen to it.
Yeah.
Big difference. Yeah.
Coming in at number 8, the great 8, Justin Timberlake. That's his real name. Nothing else to see there. Obviously, he was a Mouseketeer. And this sort of starts this dialogue about, is he an actor? Is he a singer? Ultimately, he also followed the same path as a shit ton of Disney kids did. And, you know, went on to act, went on to sing, was multi-talented. He's pretty much outperformed all of those Disney kids, though. And there was a lot of talented kids.
Would you say that he's the alpha dog?
I don't like what you just did there, but I giggled. So I suppose it's like him or Gosling, right? Because Britney's falling down. Christina's falling down.
I would say Gosling over him, but
would you?
As an overall performer, it's tough.
I'll tell you what, though.
Because Gosling is a really good actor.
Yeah, Gosling's the best. And as much as La La Land stinks, it shows Gosling can, like, do that still.
And he saved jazz.
He did save jazz.
I don't see Timberlake saving jazz.
That's a good argument. Timberlake versus Gosling for
Go on Twitter right now. Timberlake or Gosling?
Who's the best mouse? Goose, speaking of who's the alpha dog, that's the first time we see Timberlake on the big screen. Alpha Dog 2005. And he was sneaky great in that role. So in 2005, we're teenagers. I don't have much knowledge of the Mouseketeers. I don't remember him on the Mouseketeers. I don't really know that Justin Timberlake can act. Then all of a sudden he's acting his ass off in a movie that no one really cares about. No one gives a shit about Alpha Dog.
I mean, we knew him as this curly-headed fuck from this boy band. He with his macaroni hair. And now look at him.
And then he went on a bit of a run. 2010, he was unbelievable in a supporting role in The Social Network.
Yeah.
One of the best movies of all time. Followed that up in 2011, did a great rom-com, Friends with Benefits, which was
a good rom-com. Let's not say great.
Yeah, good point. I'll walk that back. I'm on a roll here. You know, I just love JT. He's appeared in a number of things also, just as sort of a bit character or side role. Hasn't starred in a ton, especially not in the last 10 years. But I've never seen him be bad. He's always good. Even in that Time movie with Amanda Seyfried, he wasn't the issue with that fucking movie.
Also, doesn't count, but he's hosted SNL 5 times, 6 times, and he's always been very good on that.
Very good live, off the cuff, that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But again, he really hasn't done much in the last 10 years. I think he's building a family. That's probably why.
He's building an empire.
I think if he really wanted to climb this list, he could. I think he's talented enough that if he, like, for example, Goo, Adam Sandler.
Yes.
Great comedian, has turned himself into a pretty good, serious actor.
Yeah.
There's no reason Justin Timberlake can't do that.
Are you going to use that example for everything?
No, no. I'm just saying, like, you never would have thought Sandler
Take
could do
Adam
what
he's Sandler
doing.
For example. speaking of SNL, which of his SNL friendships that he does contributions with or a contributor with, do you prefer him with Jimmy Fallon or Andy Samberg?
So I think him and Fallon is like a genuine friendship, like drinking buddies. I think he has way more fun when he's with Samberg. Because you know once Sandberg and the Lonely Island Boys like get him in the room, get him in the office, they're pitching him, they're throwing ideas at him, they're trying to use him as much as possible. And that's got to be satisfying for him.
I agree. I think that him and Fallon are actual friends, but they don't get the best out of each other, as opposed to Sandberg, where they do get some great stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Use all of his skills.
Mm-hmm.
Goo, coming in at number 7, Zendaya. Zendaya, who you did not have on your list. I had her number
She was an actor
two.
First.
Number 2. No, Goo, just as we just talked about with Timberlake. And first of all, before we move along here, Zendaya Marie Stormer Coleman.
So is her dad Gary?
She's a four name. Yes, there you go. Nailed
wow,
that.
That'd be crazy.
For some reason, you didn't include her on the list.
I said
even
why.
Even though it's the same Disney path that everyone else took.
I went to Disney. Google and I said, what did she do first? And they said acting.
Yeah, she was a Disney kid. Her debut and only album dropped almost exactly 10 years ago today, actually, January of 2013. She had an absolute banger on it called Replay. She still gets 12 million monthly listens on Spotify. And obviously that includes some of her other work from Euphoria and The Greatest Showman. But she seems to have made the opposite decision of fellow Disney kid Justin Timberlake here. She's dived fully into the acting and eschewed the music.
As she should.
She had a great album, so I don't know why she wouldn't just keep doing it. But she's a great actress, so here we are. Somehow only at number 7 because Goo, her first credited acting role that was not a Disney production was Spider-Man Homecoming in 2017.
Which
her
also album, is technically a Disney
her
production.
Album came out in 2013.
Yeah.
What's going on with you there?
She was on Disney shows before releasing her album.
Okay, so Goo, when we get to number 3 on the list or number 4 on the list, you're going to have to explain yourself because she was your number 3 and she had 2 massive films come out before she released an album.
I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
and may
you should,
I say she was a dancer.
Which has nothing to do with any of this. So was Zendaya. Zendaya was a dancer too.
Yeah, on Disney Kids Bop. On Kids Bop.
Her Disney show was singing and dancing, as half the Disney shows are. She was a singer and a dancer that they put on a Disney show because she was talented.
Sounds like she was acting.
And you had her not on your list. I had her 2.
She's at 7. 7's pretty high. Stairway to 7.
Fuck you. She should be higher. She's probably going to be number 2 by the end of all this. She doubled down on Homecoming in 2017 with The Greatest Showman, which is a sneaky good musical. You ever seen that one, Hugh Jackman?
No, and it doesn't sound sneaky good.
All right, well, we're just in total disagreement here. She's also appeared in 2 more Spider-Man movies. She has a lead set up for Tune coming out this year. But of course, Goose, she really rocketed to the moon in her role as Rue on my cousin's HBO show, Euphoria.
Yeah, and there is one episode of that show where she is trying to get more drugs / she is coming down, and it is something else. It's one of those things where you're happy that you saw it once, but you never want to see it again.
Yeah, I stopped watching that show for that exact reason. It pushed me too far into my uncomfortable zone where I was like, I'm not getting any pleasure out of this. There's nothing here. I'm just
pleasure.
Like, ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh. Goo, bit of a gap after 10, 9, 8, 7. Up to number 6, Lady Gaga.
Mm.
Lady Gaga Goo, a.k.a., actually, not a.k.a., her real name, Stephanie Germanotta, which I think a lot of people
lots
know.
Of paisans here.
Lots of paisans. She's one of my favorite recording artists in the world currently.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to bore you with all the things that she does well. But I will say I used to hate her, and she bring me back. Late 2000s.
You didn't like her shenanigans, right?
The gimmick, the shenanigans. Yes. I thought she was all that. I didn't think she was any substance. Boy, was I wrong. She's fucking phenomenal. Her first credited role, Goo, was in Machete Kills 2013. And then she was featured in the 5th season of American Horror Story a couple years later. But she's obviously on here for one reason and one reason only. A Star is Born 2018.
She was awesome
over the
in that.
Hearts
she's so
the
good
universe.
In that. Yeah.
She's every good as Bradley Cooper. And Bradley Cooper is one of the better actors on this planet.
Yeah.
And this was the first time she starred in something. It's sort of amazing how good she was. And of course, you know, A Star is Born is a remake of a remake of a remake, but I don't give a fuck. I didn't see the other 3. I never will. I also never saw Gucci Goo from House of Gucci.
I did see Gucci, and she was actually pretty good in it.
That's what I thought I remember.
But the
you
movie,
saying.
As soon as it was getting interesting again, just stops.
Yeah. I remember you saying she was good in that, which obviously that's why she's so high on the list here. But more importantly, Goo, and this could actually, she could go down based on this next performance of hers. She's currently filming. I think they're filming.
She actually just started shooting her scenes today.
Okay. Well, look at
maybe.
That. Good
I don't
time.
Know. It's somewhere around today. I don't know when
Joker,
today is.
Joker Folie à Deux, set to come out next year. The sequel to Joaquin Phoenix's Joker. It's going to be a song and dance, apparently. I don't know how it's going to work. I was completely out on the movie until they told me that and then casted her. Because she could do anything. She could make that movie interesting. She could save that movie. So I don't, like, she's also, Goo, achieved so much musically that I think she might actually, this is like her next lane, her next venture here is to become the best actress that she can be.
Yeah, like I said, she was very good in Gucci, and I think that she'll keep on, you know, building upon what she did with A Star Is Born, because she was awesome in that. She didn't get enough credit, as a matter of fact. People focused maybe too much on her songs in the movie, but her acting was also great.
I'm pretty sure she didn't even get nominated for that role.
She won for her song in the movie,
nice. She won the song. She was as good as anyone was that year. Yeah. I'm not saying she needed to win, but I'm pretty sure I remember her not getting nominated, which really pisses me off. You cracking the top five here. We've actually got a three-way tie at number five or at number three, however you want to say it.
It's a tie at three, technically.
Okay, all right. I had it... I broke it down by whoever is ranked highest on an individual list.
Mm-hmm.
So coming in at number five here, Ice Cube, Goo, O'Shea Jackson, which everyone kind of knows from the NWA movie. He's obviously one of the world's most famous rappers dating back to 1988's Straight Outta Compton. That album sort of, I think, at least I do, I sort of underestimate his mark on the music industry because I never really listened to his music. It was a little before us. But, I mean, that album transformed rap music.
I mean, he's arguably the greatest rapper of all time. The way that he rapped is what everyone else started doing after him.
And he was, like, 17 or 18 when that album came out, which is fucking
He's a great writer, lyricist.
He wrote a lot of that shit, And then, of course, Goo, he transitioned into the acting in 1991. He played Doughboy in Boys in the Hood. Great role. Yep. He was great in that, great movie. But he didn't really do much after that the next few years. Still working with the music, and he's still, of course, a young kid. But then, Goo, in 1995, he plays Craig in Friday. And that's what really took him from, you know, rapper to movie star. And, you know, Friday didn't make $1 billion, but that put him on the map. And, of course, they make Next Friday, Friday After Next. And then that late run from mid to late 90s, early 2000s, just Higher Learning, criminally underrated movie, Anaconda, Three Kings, All About the Benjamins, Barbershop, which I don't care for, but he's made three movies and they've all made money. He jumps into the second or the third Triple X movie, State of the Union. Look at that. And then he came back for the most recent one with Vin Diesel.
Triple X was not very good.
No,
it was
but
not.
Goo,
yes.
He does 21 and 22 Jump Street.
Hilarious.
Both movies I love. And he's also, he did the Ride Along movies. Those movies made money. I mean, we're not pulling punches here. And I think it's good that he fell third out of the three-way tie because he's playing the same character.
Oh, he also made a ton of money with the Are We There Yet as well.
Yep, that's right. That's right. He really is just playing the same
He knows
character,
how to make money.
But we like that character so much, and he does it so well that it's worth it. Number five, I think, is a good spot for him.
I agree.
Coming in at number four, Goo, also tied with him in the three-way sandwich here. Marky Mark, Mark Wahlberg, Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. Of course, we really only know Marky Mark from one song, Good Vibrations in 91, which, by the way, I'm not throwing shade at that song. All-time great dance song, summertime song. You put that song on, people are dancing to it. I think he ended up releasing two or three albums under that Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch name. He didn't get his first starring role until 96 in Fear, which is a very divisive movie. That's like kind of a cult classic. People kind of borderline love that movie.
Fear is good.
You like it?
Yeah.
You're a 90s boy, though, so that makes sense. It wasn't until the next year in Boogie Nights, Goo, Dirk Diggler. That's the role that did it.
Became a star.
That's the role that said, oh, you know, this chiseled abs, you know, Calvin Klein guy can actually act. He's actually playing a real character.
And he's
got
a big old fake hog,
too. And he's got a massive hog on him. Massive hog. So that sort of set him off into the stratosphere. After that, he does Three Kings, The Perfect Storm, Planet of the Apes, which I know Goo is an apologist for.
Abraham Lincoln.
Rockstar, I actually like that movie, him and Jennifer Aniston.
That might be the worst movie that I've seen 100 times. Because it was always on VHS.
Actually, Goo, I'm going to get to that point.
Sorry, it was always on VH1, sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to get to that point after I list all these movies. The Italian Job, Four Brothers, Invincible, The Departed, Shooter, The Fighter, The Other Guys, Ted, Lone Survivor. He did the Daddy's Home movies, a couple Transformers movies, which actually led to him being the highest paid actor in the world in 2017. And unfortunately, the last 10 years, he's kind of become the capitalize on a real life event guy, making all those fucking movies, which I don't really care.
Do you know that if he was on the plane during 9/11, he would have stopped it?
But Goo,
yeah,
this begs the question, as you mentioned, watching Rockstar 100 times, is Mark Wahlberg the cable TV movie guy?
No, Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, I think that's the other option. I think that's the top two.
Yeah, Wahlberg's been in a bunch of these types
Cage
of movies.
Cage has
yeah.
like three Unreal ones on repeat. Marky Mark's got like eight.
But the reason why I watched Rockstar so many times as a kid is because Jennifer Aniston kisses a girl in it.
Strong point.
Remember that scene?
That's not an argument against Mark Wahlberg, though.
Kinda is.
But on top of the cable TV of the universe award nominee, he also...
Sorry, what was that?
I don't know. I was making it up on the fly. He's nominated for cable TV universe man of the universe.
Who else is nominated? It's him.
Him and Nick Cage. Okay. Just those two.
Okay.
He has a BAFTA. He's been nominated twice for Academy Awards, has won 3 Golden Globes, has 9 Primetime Emmys, 3 SAG Awards. Oh, no, those are all nominees. Sorry. Yeah. Didn't win those, all nominations. So when he's actually tasked to play a character, he can do it. He doesn't do it a ton, but he can do it, which I think is a little bit different from an Ice Cube, right? Now, Mark Wahlberg does play himself a lot, as Ice Cube does, but he also plays other characters. So again, I'm glad he kind of was above Ice Cube here.
Do you think that Mark Wahlberg, just because of who he is off the screen, where he's, you know, so in your face constantly, kind of throws him off a little bit?
Yes and no, because he's like obviously a total bro, but us being Boston guys, I think we look past some of that stuff. But like if you talk about cable TV movies, Four Brothers, Invincible, Rockstar, Shooter, The Other Guys, Ted, like all those movies play on a loop on cable TV.
I mean,
TV.
He also gave us Entourage.
Yeah, true. Strong point, Goo. Strong point. Goo, the final person tied with this group and the person you got some splaining to do based on your Zendaya take up top, Jennifer Lopez, J-Lo. Technically now Jennifer Lynn Affleck. And to me, Goo, to be frank here, she's too high. At number 3 on this list, too high.
I mean, she's quite good, Mac.
Is she?
Yeah.
So she's got,
have you seen Hustlers?
She's got 15 years worth of like hits, which I'm not going to complain about the music, but I'm not going to pretend I'm the biggest J-Lo fan either. Just like the way she looks. But the thing with her is like, it's a little bit of like a timestamp for me. There's so many moments when you play a couple early 2000s J-Lo songs that come running back to my head. And of course, she got her start as a fly girl in Living Color, a dancer, mm-hmm. as you said. But honestly, Goose, I don't think she's eligible. She's number 3 on our list. Her first album came out in 1999, 2 years after Selena and Anaconda.
She sang in Selena.
2 years afterwards.
So you want to take her off the list?
I don't know. I don't think you can make the point you made.
You have all this
Zendaya.
Research here. I'm fine with taking her and Zendaya off the list.
No. They're swap them. They should be swapped. Zendaya should be 3. J-Lo can be 7. I just don't think you can tell me Zendaya doesn't belong and J-Lo does. Doesn't jive. I included them both. So here we are.
Okay. I include them both too then. I just didn't vote for Zendaya. Even though I think that Zendaya is a great actress.
She's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Speaking of Selena, of course, that's kind of where she popped up. That was her first starring role. And then she, after that, Goo, as you say, she's good. I don't know. Let's talk about it. She did The Cell, The Wedding Planner. And these are just the ones I know on her list. There's some on there I didn't even know that are rated poorly. The Cell, The Wedding Planner, Angel Eyes, Enough, Made in Manhattan, Geely, Jersey Girl, Monster in Law. And that was in like an 8-year, 10-year span.
Those are all movies that my wife loves. And I've seen multiple times.
That makes sense. And Goose, she's kind of continued it. She did The Boy Next Door a few years ago where she bangs the neighbor's kid. Hustlers, I think you liked, and it got reviewed decently well.
I liked it. I didn't love it, though. Like, it got a ton of acclaim. And I thought it was pretty good.
And the one she just came out with Josh Duhamel, Marry Me, has actually been reviewed pretty well, too. But to me, it's the same movie she's always made. I don't think she's that talented of an actress.
She knows where her bread is buttered. It's a lot like Ice Cube. Her and Ice Cube are very similar, actually.
Yeah, but look at the Ice Cube movies. I like 15 Ice Cube movies before I like a J-Lo movie.
I know that what I'm saying, though, is that they found what their niche is, and they just keep on pounding it.
So then how did Ice Cube end up at 5 and J-Lo's at 3 on our list?
No, they're both at 3. They're both tied for 3.
Still, you got to go 15 movies deep to get me to pick a J-Lo movie or an Ice Cube movie. It makes no sense. I have no idea. She's here because of her ass. It's got to be it.
I mean, maybe. She's like 100 years old and she still looks great.
I don't understand it.
Fine, put her at 5. I'm fine with flipping them.
Number 3 on the list. I think you had her number 2 on your list.
Did I?
You had her 2 or 3. Let me scroll down.
You don't have to look. It's either one.
You had her 2. You had her number 2 on your
list. Longevity.
You really like the Craig Biggios of musicians turned acting.
That is the meanest thing you have ever said about her.
You! Coming in at number 2.
Cher,
also known as her real name, Sherilyn Sarkisian. She's an Armenian. I didn't know
that. She's from Watertown?
She might be. Just realized I'm yelling a lot.
You know what's weird is that no one has ever brought that up to us. And I'm saying that completely serious. I feel like someone in Watertown would have told us this.
She should be a notable Armenian and no one ever speaks of it.
Everyone's always swept up with those Kardashians.
Yo, I'm not going to pretend I love Cher, but I would also admit I've never seen her bad in anything. Every time I've seen Cher in something, she's been good to great.
Yeah.
They're not necessarily things I want to see, but she's always good in them. And I don't know. She's just talented. She's talented. That's why she's number 2 on the list. Of course, you know, we first ran into her. Well, not us, because it was 25 years before.
We were dead at the time.
Sonny and Cher. I Got You, Babe. They had their variety show. That was 1965. She hits Broadway in 82, Goo, and quickly, obviously, someone was like, oh, this bitch is good. She does Silkwood in 1983.
Is that her scouting report?
Yeah, that was.
You got her scouting report?
This bitch, good. The Witches of Eastwick in 1987. And then, Goo, she wins an Academy Award for Best Actress for Moonstruck.
Moonstruck, maybe the best rom-com of all time.
I still have not seen it. I got to see that before
it's
we do
good.
A rom-com
episode. It's good.
Yeah,
a little rough around the edges, kind of the way you like it.
It's a blind spot for me, for sure.
Yeah.
And I just don't, it's the 80s thing. If I see it came out in the 80s, I'm like, I shouldn't watch it.
Do you not
it.
Like how it's like kind of grainy?
The 80s have this weird thing where it's either that or it's the full other way where it's like Devo type stuff,
yeah.
You know? Just weird science fiction, weird looking shit. I hate the 80s.
Yeah, because really when we originally were going to make this list, it was going to be musicians for a specific movie. And if that was the case, should be number 1. For me, at least.
Maybe still.
Maybe Eminem for 8 Mile.
Yeah, if you're doing
don't give
solo
away number 1 so quickly, by the
if
way.
If you're doing solo movies, Eminem's on my list. But as a whole part, not so much. And mm-hmm. Goo, I'm going to do the honorable mention here.
Whoa!
Like real YouTubers before we get to number 1.
Well, hey, not to talk out of school here, but we are real YouTubers.
Live, right now on the YouTube. You others receiving votes for our list.
Smash that
Diddy.
Subscribe button.
Smash, click, subscribe. Goo, like and share. Diddy, you had Diddy.
Yeah, for the Bad Boys music video.
I had Frank Sinatra.
Is this your
being
golf ball? P. Diddy Puff Dad? I mean, that's more of Ben Stiller's line, but still. Also, P. Diddy, and it's a lot like the character that Ice Cube plays in 21 Jump Street. But P. Diddy, actually, a little sillier in Get Him to the Greek, hilarious.
Yes, he is good in that, I will admit. Yep, for sure. He's just playing himself, though. So
a sillier version, though.
Goo, one of the original musicians turned actors, Frank Sinatra, I had on my list at 15.
But how much is he actually acting and not just
playing
himself?
No, he's just
himself?
Playing Frank Sinatra. It's the same thing. Pretty sure he won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor.
But acting wasn't invented by that point.
That's a good point. It was like 1954. They didn't have color.
Marlon Brando invented acting.
Goo.
Yeah.
Chris Christopherson won Best Actor for one of A Star Is Born's, one of them's.
It sounds like such a fake name, right?
It does.
What's your name? Chris. Last name? Chris Tofferson.
It's like our pal Tori. You wouldn't believe his name first time you met him. You're like, no, that's not your name.
No,
that's say it again to me.
Yeah,
I had him on there. Also, another old guy, Bing Crosby. Same thing. One of
He's
the original
old.
Crossovers. Simmons is old. I put all three on the bottom half of my list. Goo, Tim McGraw hasn't done a ton, Every time he's on screen, he's good.
Now,
he's really
I've never
good.
Seen Friday Night Lights. Is he good in that?
He's great. He was also in The Blind Side. He was great in that. He's always done those little bit roles, and he sort of is playing that same sort of Southern dad character, but he's fucking awesome every time. Goo, one that I really tried to work on my list, but I had to get Kris Kristofferson on there. Olivia Newton-John, you had her.
Yeah, and this was another one where it's like kind of hand in hand when she was a musician and when she was an actress. So she did technically have an album out before her first big acting role. So that's why I ran with it. And once again, if it was an actor or a musician for a specific role, Sandy. Awesome.
Yeah,
but
hard to beat, Grease.
You know, after that, not as many great Let's credits.
Go. There's that go. There's that go.
Xanadu. Xanadu.
Goo, Janelle Monáe. You had her, I'm presuming, from Glass Onion.
Glass
right?
Onion. Moonlight.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Yeah.
It's a good, it's actually a good one. Maybe an oversight on my part.
I think possibly an oversight, but we can only have 10.
Yeah, there you go. Eminem, who I couldn't find on my list because it's just the one. If he had done even a second
he's
thing.
He's done so many cameos, though.
I probably would have put him like 10th on my list.
He's done so many cameos.
He's just got the one, though.
I know. That one is great. It's a lot like Howard Stern, how Howard Stern has that one, and he's like, you know what? I don't want to make any more movies. That was too hard.
Yeah, true that. True that. Goo, and then two that I think...
I thought we only had one left for a second. I thought you were referring to the two of Dolly Parton, what she owns.
There you go. Yeah. Well, two, Dolly Parton and Ludacris just missed out. Two, I think, that are very deserving of top 10 mention. I actually didn't have Dolly Parton on mine. I don't think I've actually ever seen anything with Dolly Parton in it. That's really just what
9 to 5 ain't yeah. no way yeah. to make a living.
Which, by the way, the two
She's
actresses
sassy in that.
She was
sassy.
In that movie with or in that 80 for Brady movie. It's fucking unbelievable. It's insane.
By the way, Dolly Parton on New Year's Eve, her outfit, like, first off, how old is she?
She's got to be 75.
Dude, like, her boobs are just so big.
Suffocate me. Goo, Chris Bridges, Ludacris. He's been in a lot of things. Has never really been a lead, but he's usually pretty good. I think if he gets a lead one day, maybe he'll find his way on.
He's a great man in the chair.
He's a great man in the chair.
Yeah.
He's got the Fast movies. He was in Crash, Hustle and Flow. He's been really good. Just hasn't, he's never a lead, so it's tough to put him up here. Goo, drum roll, please.
That's not a bad drum roll, actually. Have you been working on that?
Coming in at number one on top 10 musical artists turn actors, without a doubt, number one with a bullet on both of our lists, Will Smith, Willard Carroll Smith II. You.
Yes.
His name's not William, it's Willard. What the fuck is that?
It's like that Michael Jackson song.
It's like that.
No, wait, that's not a Michael Jackson
movie
song.
With Crispin Glover rat movie where he controls the rats.
Willard. I was thinking of Ben.
I thought his name was William up until about 3 hours ago. So that's really
because on The Fresh Prince, his name is William. And you assume that it was just the same name.
Of course, DJ Jazzy Jeff and The Fresh Prince began roughly 1986 or so. They actually won a Grammy for Best Rap Performance 1989 for Parents Just Don't Understand. Will never dropped a solo album until 97, well after he became a movie star. But he, of course, did plenty of stuff before that. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, 1990, 1996. I think one of the greatest shows of all time. One of the most influential shows of all time, for sure. One of my favorite shows. One of Goo's favorite shows. Maybe the best television theme song of all time.
Did win for best TV theme song. Sung by Will Smith.
There you go. Goo, from 1995 to 1998. Will Smith starred in four incredibly badass movies that I love to different degrees. Bad Boys, Independence Day, Men in Black, and Enemy of the State. One right after another. And that just cemented him as like, oh shit.
Movie
He's
star.
He's an A-list guy. He yeah. might be the guy. It's like him, Tom Cruise, a couple other guys. Of course, Denzel, all of them. But Will Smith went from, I don't even love Will Smith rapping. He went from okay rapper to bona fide movie star within 5 years.
I mean, he went from like, goofy, kind of respected to, you know, being this absolute superstar.
Yeah, and then after, you know, that run, he does The Legend of Bagger Vance, Ali, which he gets nominated for,
yeah.
Men in Black 2, Bad Boys 2. iRobot, which is sneaky, one of my favorite movies of all time. Hitch, The Pursuit of Happiness, which he got nominated for. I Am Legend, which I love that too. Hancock, I like that more than most too. I'm a Will Smith guy. 7 Pounds, Concussion, Suicide Squad, which he was maybe the best part of, him and Marge Bob. That Netflix movie, Bright Goo, which I know you really like.
Yeah, so Bright, Suicide Squad, and Afterlife were all like the big misses in there. But every other movie that you have listed and are about to list are either him making money or chasing that Academy Award.
Yeah, and then he comes back with Aladdin as the genie, which, you know, you can never fill Robin Williams' shoes, but damn, does Will Smith do
it. What I like about it is they just said to him, be the Fresh Prince.
Yep, they didn't try to mimic the Robin
So Williams. So he went and did this.
Does Bad Boys for Life, which I didn't love, but it made a shit ton of money and got reviewed really well. And then Goo, of course, last year, he wins Best Actor for King
Richard.
Which
started the downward spiral.
Yeah.
Although I would say that that didn't start it. That was a piece of it, you know, learning, you got to protect your family and whatnot. But
King Richard, of course, came out in 2021. He plays Richard Williams.
He basically pulled your little dick out in front of everyone and jerked you off until nothing came out because you are a boy.
Of course, that's what Jada said to Will the night of the Oscars.
And again, he wins Best Actor in the Oscars, BAFTAs, Golden Globes, and SAG, all for Richard Williams. And it's all overshadowed by that fucking slap. It's incredible.
Which is turning 1 year old soon.
It went 1 year old. He was an absolute force for at least a 20-year period. One of my favorite actors going. And at the drop of a hat, I kind of hate him now. I kind of hate him.
Because he looks like a lunatic now.
It's a fucking wild move. Wild move. And again, he won last year. Also was nominated 2 other times for Best Actor. So I think pretty clearly, Will Smith, number one with a bullet, is the best musical artist turned actor.
All right, Mac, before I ask you to recap the top 10, can you please tell me some more that were not good enough?
Yeah, didn't get votes from us, but, you know, maybe you're sitting back at home thinking about Barbara Streisand. I could give a fuck.
I just put a question mark. I'm like, I just don't care about Barbara Streisand.
I actually put the question mark, so credit
to you. Oh, I had a question mark with mine, too.
Good. Credit to us, then.
Yeah, question mark Harry, with a Riddler.
People love Harry Connick Jr. Couldn't tell you one thing he's ever been in.
Will and Grace.
Couldn't name a song either.
Oh.
Couldn't name a song.
I think he just does covers, doesn't he?
I don't know. He's a good-looking dude. I'll give him
that. He's a handsome fella.
Beyonce. I don't know if Beyonce's a good actor.
What was that movie that she was in? What?
Dreamgirls?
No, because she was actually pretty good in that. What was the one where her husband cheats on her, question mark, and then she like...
Oh, it was like the J-Lo movie, Enough.
Kind of, yeah.
Beyonce. Yeah. I forget what that was
called. I think it was called Enough, but with Beyonce.
Of course, she's a gold member in Cadillac Records. I mean, I could see someone putting her on a list.
Gold member, in general, a very bad movie, and then she's comical in it. Like, not even in a good way.
Ice-T.
Law and Order.
Law and Order. I don't like Ice-T all
He
that
went
much.
From cop killers to playing a cop on TV.
Elvis Presley was an actor for a bit. I don't think he really knew what he was doing, but he was having fun. He was out there just giving it a go. Bette Midler, goo people like? I don't. People do, though. People do. One I seriously considered, Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah, Jennifer Hudson's
Jennifer
good.
Hudson's a very good singer,
yeah.
Very good actress. However, I still haven't seen Aretha. I don't know if there's a movie of hers I love or a song of hers I love. But she's very good at
I think she's good
things.
At both, though.
Yeah, she is. That was what
she
I
She was in Sandy about. Wexler, I think.
Meatloaf. Meatloaf was in Fight Club.
Yeah.
Yep. That's the only one I could name. I do like Bat Out of Hell, though. Harry Styles is popping up in all sorts of stuff.
I'm not sure if he's good yet. I'm not sure if he's good or not. Like, he was good in the Nolan movie, Dunkirk. And then everything else, I'm always like, if someone else was doing this role, it might be better.
That'll be to be continued on him for sure.
Yeah.
One that I had already made my list, so I refused to change it. I might have snuck in at the back end. LL Cool J. I love LL Cool J in movies.
I do too, and he's really funny in Deep Blue Sea.
He's fucking unbelievable in Deep Blue Sea. He's great in Any Given Sunday. I love when LL pops up. Ladies love.
Cool
J-Mac
jeans.
Loves.
Yeah.
Into it. All over it. And then, Goo, you have here, credit to you for some research, Idris Elba was a DJ?
That's what I found out. And I do remember him releasing a song over the past couple of years, and I thought it was a joke, like Eddie Murphy. But I guess he took it serious, like Eddie Murphy.
That's it, Goo. We did it. We finally did it. Been years in the making. You putting in Jennifer Lopez, too. It's still a little mind-blowing.
Well, what's the top 10? And you can move things around now. I don't really care.
No.
Put anyone that you want to put anywhere.
Locked, cocked, and loaded. At number 10, we had Amanda Moore. At number 9, Madonna. Number 8, Justin Timberlake. Number 7, Zendaya. Number 6, Lady Gaga. Number 5, Ice Cube. O'Shea Jackson. Just fucking sweet name.
That's a very sweet name.
Number 4, Marky Mark Wahlberg. Number 3, Jennifer Lynn Affleck. Number 2, Sherilyn Sarkeesian. And number 1, Willard Smith.
Why the fuck didn't you stick up for yourself, you fucking coward?
Let's get into Maxack.
And Maxack could be anything. It could be a boat. And Mac, I was sent this list by Gianna. At Gianna, I think, or at G Picaro, or
at Gianna Picaro, I
there
think.
We go. And she sent me this list of food mascots, and I'm going to ask you whether or not you could kick their ass.
All right, in. These are, I love doing these because it's usually rapid reaction whether I know or not.
Do you want me to start at the bottom or the top?
Start at the ones I could definitely kick their ass on this graphic.
Okay, the Quaker Oats Pilgrim.
Unless he's got a musket, and even then, I think I probably still beat him.
It takes so long to load a musket.
Yeah, it's just Andy's probably like 5'4".
And then also, too, if he's going to load that musket and try and shoot you, he's got to hit you with that first shot because he has to load it again.
Yeah, yeah, he's fucked. I'm fucking smashing a Quaker.
The Gerber's baby.
I'll tell you, it'd be hard, be really hard to beat up a baby, but if I had to do it, I'd punt it like Baxter.
The Pillsbury Doughboy.
So this is where, yes, but does he have magical abilities? That, because I don't know, he might.
Like, what if you hit it seriously hard and it just laughed in your face?
Now, this whole group of characters right here, Goo, on this graphic, they all might have magical powers. I don't think they should be this far down on the list. Like, the hamburger helper hand, that thing might fuck me up.
It's a fucking sentient glove.
Right, right. The fucking leprechaun from Lucky the Charms. Lucky the leprechaun? Is that his name?
Yeah. It's not a hard one to remember.
He's got magic, right?
He has heart stars and horseshoes, clovers and blue moons, pots of gold and rainbows, and a red balloon.
Me red balloons. The Keebler elves, I ain't fucking with those things. And I also
there's
don't
a
know
lot
how many
of them.
There
so
are.
Wait, well, what if it's just one Keebler elf?
That I'm probably winning.
And he's also far away from his tree, because if he's by his tree, you gotta watch out.
Might have magic, and then the peanut guy there. What's his face?
Mr. Peanut.
Mr. Peanut. That's what he'd be called. I'd punch him right in the monocle, but wouldn't surprise me if his cane turns out to be a magical wand.
Also, what if, why would he have a magic wand cane? But what if you punched him in the shell, and then the shell cracked in half, and then two other nuts popped out and blinded you?
Oh, that could be a real Russian doll situation. I keep cracking them, and then it's more and more. Yeah. That'd be tough.
Let's move further up the list here. The yellow M&M.
Yeah, I'm killing an M&M. There's no...
Well, what if it's one of those sexy M&Ms, like the green M&M?
Well, then I might be in some trouble. But
it might melt in your mouth. Am I right?
If they're afraid of Santa, I'm killing them.
Dig'em the frog.
I don't think Dig'em has magical abilities. I'm killing a frog.
Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders. Now he's from Kentucky. He's probably packing, right? He's probably got at least a couple gats on him. So that he probably beats me, honestly. And if it's hand to hand, I'm fucking the colonel up. But if he pulls out a gat, I'm fucked.
Uncle Ben.
Uncle Ben is so old. I just got to shove him. I got to shove him and he's dead.
Chef Boyardee.
Chef Boyardee probably has a knife with him, but I'm okay. He's probably a real, real fat guy. I think I'm killing Chef Boyardee.
I know. I've only seen Chef Boyardee from the kerchief up, so I'm not sure what he's packing down.
You
got to
assume 600 pounds.
How about the red M&M? Of course, the little more sassy of the two M&Ms.
Sassy, but smaller and easier to break. I don't know why that's higher up. Makes no sense.
Cap'n Crunch. He'll slice your mouth.
Yeah, if he fights me with a cereal, I might be fucked. I'll be fucking paper cuts all over the body.
How about the Kool-Aid Man?
Kool-Aid Man, I don't know how big he's going to be. But if he's made of glass, he doesn't really have a chance.
Also, if you try to hide anywhere, he'll bust through that wall like the mama from Barbarian.
Yes.
Or the baby from Barbarian. I don't know what she was.
The Barbarian from Barbarian.
The Trix rabbit.
Magic. He's magical. And he's a large-ass rabbit. He probably weighs quite a bit. Little rabbits weigh quite a bit. Never mind a human-sized rabbit.
Yeah, but I just thought of a sweet line where, say if you kick him and you snap his neck, then you look at the camera and you say, kicks are for kids. Ronald McDonald.
Mother approved. Ronald's getting fucked up. I don't get the clown. I know Keith's afraid of clowns. I'm not afraid of clowns. I don't get it.
Speaking of that clown, how about the Burger King King? This is a freaky fuck.
Yeah, if he's a king, he's probably got friends that are going to jump in, which is horse shit. But he's weighed down by that outfit. I think I'm beating the king. Pretty sure.
How about, what is your name? It's the Sugar Smacks Bear.
Yeah, that's it.
Is that it? All right.
I don't know. It's a bear, Goo. I'm not beating a bear.
It's the bear, and he's no, or is it Golden Crisp? It's the Golden Crisp Bear.
It's a bear. I'm not beating
can't
a bear.
Can't get enough of that I Golden Crisp.
I cannot beat a bear.
How about the Cheeto, Chester Cheeto?
I can't. Most cases, I'm not beating a cheetah. I will say, if you're fighting in a condensed area, cheetah's probably still going to fuck me up. It's got claws, it's got a mouth. However, its greatest advantage goes away. If I get a hold of that cheetah's neck, I'm killing it. Easy.
It also loves cheese. Tony the Tiger, who I think would mess you up.
Tigers and bears, I'd have zero chance.
And this is a buff tiger, too.
Tigers are the apex predator on the planet.
And then finally, the last one up here is the Green Giant. Ho, ho.
Now, the only thing I can hope with the Green Giant is he's so giant, he thinks I'm a mouse and gets spooked. That's the only thing I got.
That's where your mind goes?
Yeah. That's because I ain't beating the Green
Giant. Because I think that you'd have a chance if it was like, you know how when Ant-Man becomes Giant-Man and his bones get, is it thinner or something? Or like more dense? Those are the opposite of things. But he moves slower because of his bones.
I ain't in any shape to be outrunning anyone, so I got to take the fight.
Like, what if you grab some rope and you tie it around two trees and then you trip them?
Then and maybe then.
All right, so pretty much you're telling me that you would beat the Quaker Pilgrim, the Gerber Baby, and everything else is up in the air besides Uncle Ben, who's old.
Yeah, I'd fucking kill Uncle Ben and Chef Boyardee and the M&Ms.
M&Ms are delicious.
Mac, there's so many flavors that they don't advertise.
Where can you find us?
You can find us on Twitter and on Instagram at MacAndGooPodcast. On every other platform, we are Mac_Goo. That's Mac Shift 7 Goo. That includes Facebook, Stitcher, TuneIn, Castbox, Spreaker, Google Play,
iHeartRadio.
We're on Spotify. More importantly, we're on Apple Podcasts. Get on there. Rate, review, subscribe, 5 stars. If you do that, we'll get your free Mac and Goo t-shirt from the folks over at Watertown Sportswear. That's Watertown Sportswear on 34 Mont Auburn Street in Watertown. WatertownSportswear.com, expert screen printing and embroidery.
TeePublic.com, merch. Check us out next week for another great episode, I assume. We'll do a dump early in the week. Tuesdays are Goose Days. I abuse kangaroos.
Bye.
Now it's time for girls jumping on trampolines.
Please flip the cassette over to side B to continue the adventure.